You're live.
All right, worldwide live on the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you so much, BBS, for making this possible for us. Another Monday episode. It is today, November the 13th, a Monday in 2017. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I am located in Paradise, California. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. At this point, I am the only one here. No callers yet on the phone line. And I wait for people to join in. We started 5 minutes early today. And I will play a song until people start coming in at the call. Let's see. I want to play Love the One You're With. And I'm searching for it. Actually, I'll play another song. I'll play the Commodores, Sail On. Thank you for being here.
Sail on down the line by the sea, half a mile or so, and don't really wanna know where you're going. Maybe once or twice you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Mark in New York.
Hello, Mark. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So we are live on BBS Radio, and at this point it's only you and I, Mark.
Okay.
All right, we're only 3 minutes away. I'll play another tune and stop again if somebody joins in.
Sail on down the line by the sea, half a mile or so, and don't really wanna know where you're going. Maybe once or twice you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going.
All right, we had more people join in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Good evening. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Prudy in Michigan.
Hi, Prudy. Welcome to the call.
Hi, everyone.
Who else joined in? Feel free to say your name and location. All right. Well, thank you for being here. And a welcome everyone online through BBS Radio. And welcome to the call. Somebody else joined in on the phone line. Good evening, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you, hi.
You're welcome. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here.
All right.
Hi, Bonnie.
So it's 6 o'clock. Win will be here shortly, hopefully. And I welcome the next participant. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Positive greetings from Sedona.
Positive greetings, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for
good
being
evening.
Here.
Good evening. Hi, it's Cleo from Connecticut.
My pleasure. Hello, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And it's Jane from Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane, and welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, everybody.
Welcome to you, Don. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And I welcome everyone listening in online through BBS Radio. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
What am I hearing in the background? A clock ticking?
I do not hear it.
So quiet. Reading an article today about marijuana, cannabis, and it sounds like there's some company, maybe more than one, trying to kind of patent all the cannabis. So they want to own it all, I suppose.
How would that work?
Because for some insane reason, companies are allowed to patent plants or animals that they make, you know?
Yeah. Just one certain, all right?
Yeah. My vocabulary is failing me, but get the idea.
Mm-hmm. We had a caller join in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. This is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It'll be run by Big Pharma. That's the future.
Yeah, it's with, I mean, they want to own it and get a piece of it, but I don't know if they care who. It's Big Pharma or not.
Hello, Terry Brown.
Hi. Hello.
Good
when
to see you.
Hearing momentarily.
Fantastic. Thank you.
He called in to a whole planet healing and wondered why no one was there.
Yeah. All right. We had another few callers join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
When Terry's been more spaced out than you lately. That's what happens when you start expanding into the higher dimensions. Forget to pay attention down here.
Something different, though. I think that a lot's going to happen in people being arrested and stuff from the cabal and things like that.
Oh.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi there, Anna, Kent, Washington.
Hello, Anna. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
David Wilcock in the last book had a name for that. Getting spaced out. He called it transdimensional, transdimensional disorder, I think.
Is it disorder or order?
He called it a disorder. Your point is well taken.
What did you say last, Don?
I said, your point is well taken.
Yeah.
He's saying that, you know, if you spend too much time connected to the higher dimensions, you can start actually having physical problems down on the earth, on the physical plane.
All right. Hello, Wynn.
How does it go with me? Mm-hmm.
The crackly count.
No, it could only be you, because you're calling as a moderator.
Mm-hmm. I am teasing.
Okay. Hey, I just saw you on Whole Planet Healing.
I was wondering who else was on there.
No, it wasn't me. Teddy told me.
I see. Somebody else was on, because mm-hmm. I didn't get music, right?
But then you know that the music has changed now, yeah? A couple of weeks ago.
Different sound?
Yeah, it's very different. It's a very easygoing, jazzy kind of deal.
I see. Okay. But still, there was no music. I assume they have the same
procedure.
But, Terry, are you on the line?
Terry is with us. Give her a minute. And we are live on BBS. Welcome again to...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Online. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there, Terry?
Yeah.
I just want to check. You're not ready, are you?
Ready,
hey, Vin, I'm
going to
wait for a few minutes, okay?
You're going away. Okay.
I'll be back in a bit.
You're not ready?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What am I ready for?
Whatever. Let's see here. Hines, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did you mute the dings?
I just did.
You did, thank you. Okay, we'll get started.
This conference is being recorded.
This is November 13th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, keep wanting to say Whole Planet Healing, and we're starting our call tonight, our Monday night freewheeling, let's see what happens call. And Terry, I was thinking of doing a session. Do you feel, up? Well, I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. It'll pop into my mind in a second. Maybe another one on how the universe was created. Okay. I think for me, that is a really valuable thing we're doing there. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a whole talk about all the things I've learned about creation. And I know it's increased my intuitions about this realm. And in some ways, it's increased my functionality. Because when I think about it, I start to apply it. And it's very subtle. But when you think about spinningness, when I'm sitting in a room, I'm thinking about how my spinningness is affecting all the spinningnesses in the room. I'm thinking about all the spinningnesses in my body and how all the difference, it is overwhelming to grasp. You can't really grasp it in detail, but it seems to me that it's the basic functioning of the universe, spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like I'm just proposing this, when your body's organs are out of balance, when you get sick, you have things not vibrating, connecting. I got a feeling everything in our body connects, which creates...
Right.
Us, and then we connect with each other, and then it's like it's an overwhelming concept that ties everything together that I just think
the chakras,
you know what I'm saying?
Are spinning.
The chakras are spinning. Everything is spinning. The atoms are spinning. The earth is spinning. The planets are rotating around the sun. The solar system moves around the galaxy. Everything is moving, but I never took into consideration that movement as being a foundational thing of keeping everything working. Okay?
Yeah.
Follow? And
yeah.
We've done enough calls and questions about that that I think it would, I'd like to go further deeper into it, or at least, you know, pass on my cognitions, make sure that I have it right, you know, that I'm not missing anything, you know, it's a basic way that people become more functional in this realm, in any realm, probably, and how to apply that, which I think I'm learning how to do. Hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
Are you guys tracking what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Think about it as a fractal.
Well, I think
spinning this in the on and off of it all.
I think spinning this goes beyond fractals.
Like,
okay?
That's like square. Like, no, but what is the spinning this creating?
Well, keep listening, okay?
And that's a fractal.
Well, it's creating everything, including fractals, you know?
But it's in a fractal form, don't you think?
What's the definition of fractal?
A fractal is like where you have
a... It's a mathematical representation of reality, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, fractal is like...
It's where part represents the whole.
The original... Well, one way of looking at it, as a light shines through a prism, and it's white light, it turns into colors. And the colors could be said to be fractals of the white light, okay? And so the universe could, something like
fractal
that.
Fractal is like a hologram where one part represents the entire whole, seems the whole.
Well, in any case,
okay.
I think,
in any case.
Well, I'll ask them a question about fractals and how they relate to spinningness. How's that, okay?
Well, how it relates to the creation of the universe, yes.
Yeah.
We might let's look up the definition of fractal before we start, though,
okay.
Because if
but
I
But, for example, the idea of fractals might be a side effect to spinningness, okay? In other words, spinningness...
Yeah, the spinningness is making it a fractal...
makes everything.
Reality. It's not a form.
You know, basically,
reality.
We're coming up with the fundamental, basic thing that everything else starts from and how it interfaces. And right. The Elohim were an energy form. They were not a physical body. And they started the spinningness and set a template up. So everything would interact.
No. What it is, though, when you talk about the spinningness, and I know what you were talking about, sitting there thinking about the spinningness, and that's the squaring and the creation of the first one, minus one squaring, and all that squaring means, and spiral, and going around and around, you know,
squaring.
A little differentiation, you know.
When did you want me to...
You know, like minus one squaring, minus one times minus
Hang
one.
Hang on, I'm going to come back. Somebody's
plus
calling
plus
me.
Did you want me to find...
What do you mean squaring?
Like one times
Hello?
One is one squared.
Yeah, but it's still... Okay,
so
listen.
All the meaning that means with one with anything squaring, two times two times four, you know, I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But you need 3 points in space to create a space
in 3D. In 3D, that's the way. But we're three dimensions of what I think is nine-dimensional and all.
Okay, you know what? I'm telling you the truth, Anna, that I have never studied sacred geometry. And I don't want to. It's kind of like, I'm sure it works. The bottom line here is you can fill your mind with how it works in a mental level, and it's accurate. And they can write science books about it. But what I want to get down to is how does a human access their ability to get beyond the limitations of 3D and create in this realm at a higher level of creation? For me, that's all
right.
That's important. You know?
Yeah, I concur. But can I ask you a question? I have gotten sort of confused in how to ask this as a question, but I would like to ask the question to the higher energy source energies that about an equation, a source equation for the creation of first one within the all is one concept, and I just haven't figured out. Well, I get confused about which number to call, but also to put it into a question. But I'd like to know what, because, when I was introduced to your work here, they were talking about the Elohim speak in equation. That's their language.
Right.
The
problem is, I don't know if it's a problem, but one of the things about that is there's probably... They think in terms of mathematics, and if you start to think about the complexity of putting all these frequencies together and make it work,
them together. The frequencies create themselves.
Well, they create, but they have to rotate the frequencies from the right frequencies to make it.
I mean, that's what energy is. You know, it is this spiral.
Like
a battery.
Wait a second.
Charge a battery. What are you doing?
It probably wouldn't help you to know that.
It wouldn't help to know. Also, it would be very difficult for Terry to bring that through because they're working through Terry's mind. And
they already tried to talk to me in mathematics, and I didn't have a clue. I said, I'm not understanding anything, and could you translate? And they became much more simple after that.
Well, they told Terry, would you please learn some vocabulary? But listen, here's the deal. The more we talk now, the less we're going to talk to the Elohim.
Yes.
If you want to come up with a specific question and submit it for a Wednesday, then I'll probably ask it.
Okay. Okay, my dear.
When I do these calls, I get into a flow, and I don't like to get out of the flow because sometimes, I don't know what question's going to come up next. So,
let me ask you this. Do you understand the differential equation?
It's a very simple equation. It's not a differential equation. Well, it might. I mean, anyways. I have sent it to you before, but I'm really with the equation and that language and this equation that I have of an iterated fractal, I'd really like to... doesn't mean anything to them in terms of what we're talking about here.
Yeah. Well, come up with a good question.
Could I define fractal?
Hmm?
Ask the question again?
Yeah. A fractal is a mathematical set that exhibits a repeating pattern displayed at every scale. It means the more you zoom in, the more detail you see, and it keeps going on to infinity.
Mm-hmm. And every part of it is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on and off, all of it.
Well, that's a quantum thing, the on and off thing.
Right,
but that's the mathematics
of talking about the reality that we're talking about.
The on and off thing may relate to the spinningness. Okay, you see that? Because on and off is a frequency, right?
And it relates to no time.
Well,
just the time that it takes to turn off and on.
Yeah, but in any case, no time. Anyone else?
I'm really excited about this subject too. Okay, then be quiet.
Well, let's get into it.
Yes.
Shut up. Anyone else want to make a quick comment before we start?
Did someone ask me about differential equations or something like that? Does someone have a question about?
Some other time.
All right.
I want to get it down so simple that we grasp it intuitively, okay?
Yeah, that I grasp it because...
Yeah, otherwise...
They were way beyond me.
It goes over our head.
I couldn't even pay attention enough of multi-dimensions at the same time to be able to bring it through.
They used to complain that Terry didn't have a big enough vocabulary. Where's Daphne?
Yeah, they're really going to complain now.
Yeah, I heard that call.
If I could channel the same way Terry did, I could explain all the mathematics to you.
Good.
No, well, what I don't have
but I can't channel
the impression
stuff.
That it's a big problem, mathematics. It's just 1 through 9. It's more numerology than math.
Well,
one thing I want to mention,
this is a very important concept. If you could actually translate this into mathematics in a form that other people would get, you would probably give the negative more control using science than they have now. If they don't
get the negative. What do you mean by get the negative?
Well, the negative uses science. They use logic. If you give them mathematical formulas...
The negative to me is energy, in terms of the negative, positive, not the bad.
No. I'm talking about the people that are trying to run the world for science.
Atom bombs.
Yeah. You know, computers, programming people, chips in people. You know, if you can convert, the more you can convert truth, higher truth, into science, the more you give people keys to manipulate everything. You see?
Okay, now this is where you come into the difference between secular science and non-secular science.
Yeah, but listen, I'm leaving you.
And
I don't want to have the conversation. I'm getting drawn in, and I want to get to the Elohim.
Okay.
So just ask on Wednesday, okay?
I'll try to put it in the question. Okay, Ann. Thank you
for understanding. I'm sorry I'm being terse, but...
No, go ahead. You're doing.
We do when we do these calls. It's we only got 30 minutes here, and a lot of times I leave the very end. And that's when it gets into it.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So there we go. Terry, you're unmuted, correct?
Hello, Terry. Give me 2 minutes, okay?
Now, what are you going to do? Go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay. The universe waits.
what I was thinking, like, you know, when they were showing all the formulas, I mean, it wasn't even mathematically, I couldn't understand. It's like there was differential equations, and there was just as if they were labeling everything. What there was a formula for it everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Go to the bathroom. Are you going to the bathroom? And we're so professional, right? Here we are, right in the middle of everybody.
I'm sorry, but we didn't get home until 7.
Yeah, but, like, just let me know when you're ready. Mute yourself.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you're following this, we have this amazing view of the universe that maybe somebody else has come up with this, but I have never been exposed to it. And it has to do with this elusive quality, which
the Elohim call spinningness as the basic fundamental building block of the universe. And it has to do with energy rotating, and that there's a rotating energy. It's not physical. In other words, prior to the Elohim, or, you know, during the period of the Elohim, which did not have bodies but were pure energy, I'm just kind of telling you how I got it. They could rotate their energies, or rotate energy external to their energy. So they were not necessarily spinning, but something was spinning that was part of them, or an aspect of them, or a manipulation of the energy that would be streaming from the one infinite creator, okay? And that spinning energy could be connected to other spinning energies of, I would assume, other Elohim. In other words, I'm not sure one Elohim could create more than one energy, one frequency. But another Elohim would create another frequency, and where those two frequencies would come together, there would be what they call a node, or a distortion in time. In other words, there had to be time existing. This is very complex, because you're talking about all these frequencies that have to be very precise, and somehow they have to see the outcome before there's an outcome. They have to project an outcome. Now, maybe they can keep trying it until they get the right outcome. And then it became this huge, huge creation of putting frequencies together, which somehow would become galaxies, okay, or planets. And at one time they described it that these galaxies were small compared to their energies, okay? So, but of course, their energies were outside of time and space, so who knows if you can even apply the word small. They have said sometimes they can be microscopic. They're not limited by space. So they can move right inside us and be huge and as big as a planet or as big as a galaxy, perhaps. So we're going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space. Only the positive has access to any and anything else must leave now. And do we have our sources present? And would they like to make a comment about our pre-discussion here? Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I was muted still. Okay. So, we greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. We would like to make a comment.
Could you speak closer to the microphone, Terry, please?
We are mindful of Anna's desire to learn more. There are equations that your planet does not know about, that does not have, that describe the complexity of the different spinning as it's moving together to formulate the manifest world. These are unknown in your civilization. There are formulations that you don't have the language to describe. But they are mathematical formulas that describe the spinningness from a small one unit spinningness built up itself to be more complex. Where you have different spinningnesses intersecting with them, this is how you get the blinking on and off. When the spinningness coincides with the spinningness of another, then it coincides, it links on as the spinningnesses move in the other part of the cycle, they blink off because they are not co-conjunctive with each other.
In other words, when two spinningnesses are in proximity, they
touch
each other, and there's
blink
a place
on.
Where it's spinning, but it blinks on and off by the nature of how close they are to each other, exactly, and each of their relative spins.
Yes, that is correct.
Question, could one Elohim soul entity, individuation, create two spinningnesses simultaneously, or could they only create one and another one would have to create the other?
All is one, and so that is part of the reason for the number of individuations of the one that have occurred. Terry is having a hard time wrapping her mind around that. But it is very clear.
When spinningnesses were, we assume that there's individuation of the one, and the one infinite creator was the very first individuation of the one. Is that correct?
Probably not. But we try to express the concept here where the spinningness is the beginning of individuation as it focuses into awareness the God concept.
And were the original Elohim created, those individuations from the one infinite creator, by the one infinite creator creating its own spinningness that would become an individuated point of consciousness?
Words get lost here. Originally held the one, and you have the one thinking what would happen if it focalized its energy like a person with a laser focusing its energy in a certain way because there is no space yet, focusing the energy, what would happen if it summit within itself all of its ability to focus? And that's how you get the Big Bang, when it was able to focus the awareness upon one chosen point.
Mm-hmm.
And focusing of the awareness then created a rip that then crashed in to itself and created the two aspects of coming together with the thunder.
Mm-hmm. Were the Elohim an out creation of the Big Bang, or were they prior to the Big Bang?
They always were. The Elohim, though, we see before and after. Before and after. Before the Big Bang and after the Big Bang.
So that means you exist. If you see before, does that mean you existed before the Big Bang?
Yes, it did all. Yes. Although manifestation had not occurred.
Manifestation.
In the manifest form, there was not.
Mm-hmm. So there was, when there was the Big Bang, which you're saying the one infinite creator was part of, creation of the Big Bang,
mm-hmm.
was that the one infinite creator's intention, conscious intention, to do the Big Bang?
No one realized what would happen. It is funny to say no one, because we weren't. But this was a surprise.
So the Big Bang occurred, and the Elohim were carried along with it, yes?
We look for the answer.
Speak up, Jerry. Or get your mic closer.
We look for the answer. It was the beginning of all. In a way, it was the beginning, in a way, it had already begun.
Mm-hmm. So, there was the beginning of a manifest universe, and then the Elohim were helpers in picking up the pieces and refining the manifest universe?
existed before the manifest existed.
Mm-hmm.
And we became focalized points of awareness and we at first did not realize this was amazing that we were becoming aware. There wasn't much to become aware of, but we were becoming aware. We could see vibratory patterns at the start.
And you were aware of each other, though? Yes?
At first, we were aware of vibratory patterns. We were aware of our own self. However, as we had existed always, and mm-hmm. we were suddenly clarifying ourselves.
And at some point, I would assume there was an awareness and a collaboration of sorts amongst the individuated Elohim.
We were always aware, except in order to be aware, you need something to be aware of, and there was nothing to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great joy when we discovered vibratory patterns, basic vibratory patterns that create change.
Mm-hmm. Now, a human is a outgrowth of this original Big Bang, and these vibratory patterns. And as I understand it, as the vibratory patterns became manifest, they all had the ability to also create from nothingness into somethingness. And there was the inherent need in these new consciousness to create things for them to be aware of within their own creation. So there was this seed of recreation within the developing universe.
Well, you speak in our terms. Third-party language to us, there's a vibratory pattern. Oh, look at that. Oh, I wonder if I can change it. I wonder if I can change the vibratory pattern. Oh, look, you know, intention can cause it to spin. Oh, now I'm in the middle of the spinning. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm looking out from the spinningness. Okay, now the spinningness is normalized. So I want to stay in but I feel funny. I think I will go outside the spinning nest, but it disappeared. That was a little bit of what we experienced.
Mm-hmm. So you were observing all of this and learning as you were going.
Yes. What can we do with this vibratory pattern?
Mm-hmm. Because what I'm trying to bring this down to is that we have a bunch of humans who are the result over billions of years, in our terms, of this original beginning of a manifest universe, and that on some level, and this is my conjecture, we have the potential to increase our level of creation, our personal creation, in a similar way that the universe was created. And that when we have intention, we create spinningness, even though we are not consciously aware of spinningness. We don't see the spinningness. We are still always, if we're being creative, we are creating spinningness within our creative intention. And that becomes new creation at the lower level, this level of the universe. Now, that's my conjecture. Can you comment on that?
The majority of people take spinningness for granted. Spinningness is what causes life, chi, to occur in the body. When spinningness stops, like the person is paralyzed from fear or paralyzed by circumstances, it tends to try to stop the world. And the world, the spinningness connects them to the world. Spinningness is taken for granted because the chakras are spinning, the atoms are spinning, the electrons are spinning, and the result is the periodic table. The different molecular compositions, the way that they spin, make up the different compounds, different elements. And the body has within it a number of those elements that are then spinning and creating the resultant human with its resultant spins of the chakras and broadening out the spins of the earth, the spins in the solar system, spin in the galaxy. Spin up all of the mediums that are connected there too. That's why astrology works, because spins are created when a person is born that are to do with the resultant frequencies of spins, where the person is at the time, and its connection to spins of the stars. So his orientation starts out spinning, and the resultant spinning of everything involved gives his spinning matrix reference points, and these become pronounced in his motion forward. His reference point, this is where he came into the world. Mars was in a certain location, which created a certain spin, which affected him in a certain way, according to his medium's connection with that, as did all of the other stars in planets. And therefore, when certain planets are in one's field in a certain way, it gives one a reference point, which is containing color and vibration and even sound. So he feels more at home in that junction.
Mm-hmm. So, in translating this to my way of understanding things, a human is a body of spinningnesses, obviously from atoms to molecules to organs that are all interactive, collaborating with each other to create a body, and then there's a consciousness in the body that some people call your soul or your light body, which is another whole conglomerate of spinningnesses that make a fully aware, or at least functioning, individuated entity. And then all of those spinningnesses are interfacing with the spinningness of the Earth and the spinningness of all the planets and the spinningness of all the galaxies and ultimately with the spinningness of potentially the one infinite creator. I don't know if you could say the one infinite creator has spinningness, but the spinningnesses can carry you. And you could say that the sacred geometries, all of the complexities of the universe, that a human has the potential, maybe not always realized or most often realized, but has the potential to be in a kind of symphony of resonances with the energies of the manifest universe, bigger than their own small perspective. Normally, a human doesn't have that, but theoretically, potentially, they could. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside the body, there is all this symphonic, I'm using the word symphonic, because when you have a symphony, you have all these different instruments that are in a collaboration of frequencies to create one piece of music with many subsets dancing around it, like a flute, and you have the rhythm, and you have the bass and the drums and the violins, and they're all representing various frequencies of the universe, which when a human listens to a symphony and they're sensitive, it triggers them. That's why music is so powerful, because it can trigger the consciousness into a greater expansion. Is that somewhat correct?
Yes.
And in the body,
Kevin,
we have a symphony going on. Oh, we're going late. A symphony where when everything is in the right collaboration, the body is healthy. But when it's in not a good collaboration, then it becomes like a symphony playing out of tune, and the body gets sick. Is that
yes? Correct? One example would be if the person was not expressing the truth and was trying to hide the truth. Let's say that he had robbed a store. He was being questioned, and he said, robs the store. It creates a whole distortion in his field because his throat chakra is not spinning. He's trying to stop it spinning and telling things how they are. And he tends to stop the vibrations in his throat. And you notice sometimes when a person doesn't want to say something, their voice gets real thin, and like then it is constricted, beginning of constriction in the expression. But when there's healthy expression and in and out, and healthy feelings in and out from the heart, and there is an inhibition, then the chakras spin more correctly, and they are more healthy.
Great. You know what? I think we'll continue this next Monday, or even Sunday. We'll see. But at least on Monday, and it's a fantastic subject that to grasp. So it's 8:00. We're supposed to be on Whole Planet Healing. So thank you so much for taking the energy and time to share this with us. And any closing comment?
It is good to get this information down and to get it out to people. Thank you.
Thank you so much.